Meanwhile, Cosima ministered to her companion's histrionics and made sure no one ran off with the perfumed pet lambs, beribboned wolfhounds, and ornamental chickens that roamed the garden. It's difficult to understand how Nietzsche was taken in by all this. Indeed, it's difficult to understand how anyone was taken in by it. Wagner's extravagances left him constantly broke, and he relied on support from a string of rich benefactors, including King Ludwig of Bavaria, who contributed heavily from the state exchequer. Only when one listens to Wagner's music does the deep persuasiveness and fatal charm of his character become conceivable. The composer himself was evidently as overwhelming as his spellbinding compositions. The immature Nietzsche quickly fell under the spell of this heady atmosphere, where leitmotifs of unconscious fantasy permeated the Rococo salons. Wagner may have been Dad, but Nietzsche soon found he had an Oedipal itch for Cosima. Without daring to declare it, even to himself, he fell in love with her. In July 1870, the Franco-Prussian War broke out. This was Prussia's chance to avenge its defeat by Napoleon, its opportunity to conquer the French and establish Germany as the major power in Europe. Filled with patriotic fervour, Nietzsche volunteered for service as a medical orderly. Passing through Frankfurt on his way to the front, he witnessed the lines of cavalry clattering through the streets in full regalia. It was as if a scale fell from his eyes. "I felt, for the first time, that the strongest and highest will to life is not to be found in the struggle for existence, but in a will to power, a will to war and domination." The will to power had been born, and though it was to go through considerable modification, eventually being seen in individual and social rather than purely military terms, it was never to break quite free from its original military inspiration. Meanwhile, as Bismarck crushed the French, Nietzsche was to discover that war was not all glory. On the battlefield at Werther, he found himself working amidst a scene bespattered everywhere with human remains and reeking pungently of corpses. Later he was put into a cattle truck to tend six wounded men on a journey which lasted over 2 days. Locked in among the shattered bones, gangrenous flesh, and dying soldiers, Nietzsche manfully did his best. But by the time they arrived at Karlsruhe, he was a broken man himself. He was shipped to hospital, suffering from dysentery and diphtheria.